Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. I am merely your host, Mike Salmon, alongside the great and wonderful Stephen Julian.
I'm only merely Stephen Julian. How are you, Mike?
You are more than that. I'm doing good. I'm concerned about today's show.
Well, I have to apologize ahead of time. I warned you of this last week, but today is the day and our shows are always timeless, but today is the day after work we leave for Fenway and see Boston and see the Sox, and so I'm out the door, but I am focused because we have such great guests today.
Okay. And by the way, can you close the door?
Sure, that'd be great.
Yes, thank you very much. Our guests today from Solutions Marketing, Pam Blatchford and Wendy Royal. And joining us from Champion Windows of Atlanta, it's Chris Maple. And I'm going to say hello to Chris first because he may not get a word in otherwise. Chris, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. We'll talk to you in just a couple minutes, but we're going to start with Pam and Wendy. And by the way, there's a connection here, I believe. Chris, you've done some work with Pam and Wendy.
That is correct.
So you have some great stories to share, I'm sure, and we'll save those for later on in the show.
Ooh.
It's called a tease.
That's a tease, and also gives Chris a little leverage and makes Pam and Wendy maybe some time a little worried.
They're already starting to sweat. Okay, so Pam Blatchford, Wendy Royal, the company is called Solutions Marketing. Give us kind of the elevator speech, the view from 10,000 feet overhead. What does your company, Solutions Marketing, do?
We are a full-service marketing company, so we have many different aspects of not only networking, but we also offer a lot of print media, direct mail. We have our own publication, Community Solutions, and
specialty products, and direct marketing, and we also do blogging and newsletters, and whatever you need, we'll come up with it, believe me.
It almost sounds like a one-stop shop that you kind of – a company can come to you for all their marketing needs.
Absolutely.
Now, is that because every company is a little different and certain companies would really work well with certain solutions and other companies might need something a little bit different?
I like the way you use solutions.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It is in your name.
Yes, that's why we picked it. Yeah, Wendy and I have a very diverse background in different aspects of marketing. From I have a lot of print and a special event marketing background. And Wendy, you can tell them what your background is because I don't think I've heard all of it yet.
My background really is print in the print media with AJC, Savvy Shopper, a lot of the big names in the Atlanta market. And in doing that, there is a need for our clients to really understand marketing as a whole, and we try to help them, give them a roadblock to get through their marketing.
So if I'm a small business owner and I come and sit down with you, where do you guys start? I mean, with so many different things that you can do, I don't think you throw the catalog at me and say, pick one. So where do you guys start with the
business? We start with listening, which is important. So we get to know the client, what their needs are, what their goals are, and of course, what their budget is. And we work with our clients on every aspect, from small business to larger businesses.
Talk about some of the clients that you do serve and that you do work with.
Champion Windows!
Yay! Yeah, Chris Maple's here with us, one of our clients that we've done a lot of different aspects of marketing, which was actually exciting because coming in and talking to somebody who could utilize a lot of our services and products in so many ways was you know, huge and really fun, I guess. What a fun company. We've done event marketing with them, helped to generate leads at different events they're at, and I think Chris would say that's been
working well.
And then, you know, we're the go-to company. So hey, I need a banner. You know, hey, we need additional products to distribute at the event. So that's
we need t-shirts. We need all sorts of stuff.
Tell us a little bit about how the company got started, who came up with the idea, and why you decided to go into to this company called Solutions Marketing.
After many drinks of sitting down. just kidding. We pulled together because of our experience in the Atlanta market primarily. And we sat down and just figured out where the void is and how we could fill the void for our clients.
Yeah, and I think that our diverse backgrounds, you know, we were friends. Are we still friends? We were friends and pooling together kind of the resources that we came up with, and it's fun because our company's evolved over the past few years and turned into what has also been more event marketing, which is more of my background, event and conferencing.
Wendy, you talked about filling the void. What do you see is the void when it comes to businesses and their marketing and their and the solutions that they need in that marketing? See, I used it again.
Good job.
I think that a lot of the businesses know results, but they don't know how to get there. And so they know what they want, and a lot of businesses want it now and don't have a responsible, smart budget to work with. And so when we sit down with them, we have to really dig in to understand what it is that they're working with.
Would it be fair to say that some of your competition, they focus more on the product? Here we have a product, and we're gonna just sell that product. Where, as I love what you said, that's a great answer. That businesses know to focus on the results, but they don't know how to get there, and especially inside of a budget. And So you're trying to maximize the budget to bring the results.
Exactly.
We see a lot of, especially new businesses, you know, they come into it, it's always like a hung my shingle, okay, and everybody's gonna run in and, you know, need my services or my products. And I think it's nice to have Wendy or myself sit with them and kind of listen to where they are, where they want to be, and how to get there, but how to get there the smart way. It may not be the quick way, you know. A lot of people are excited about doing direct marketing, and, you know, we'll come in and say, okay, you wanted to reach how many people? And this is what it costs, and their mouths just drop because, you know, it's effective, but they had no idea.
Plus, you're listening to a lot of times business owners who go, I need to do marketing, but they don't know how to talk marketing. Mm-hmm. They don't really know what they need. And so there's a lot of trust that's got to be built up there.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the fun thing, coming in and being like a marketing partner with them. And go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think a lot of times businesses think they're a marketer when they're better off. You know what? You're a restaurant, so you're better off getting the chips and dips to the table effectively and let me handle everything else for you. So that's where we can really help them and to say, give it to me because we're professionals and you do what you do and know what your limits are.
We're talking with Pam Blatchford and Wendy Royal. They're partners with Solutions Marketing. There is a rumor out there, something about flashing, that you guys are out there doing some flash marketing. What does that mean?
That was a past
mean?
Life.
Oh, okay, so do we want to even you want to plead the fifth for that question, or do you want to tell us about flash marketing?
No, we want to tell you all about it.
Wendy's an excellent flasher.
Our flash networking concept started because people like to network, and businesses like to network, and it's an important part of their business. But often they go into a large group and stand up and give a 30-second elevator speech, which can be effective, but to 150, 200 people, maybe not. And so we decided that Flash Network was a way to kind of fill the void where we have a group of maybe 30, 50, 100 people that come into the meeting. We divide them up into small pods or small groups. They get a minute and a half to talk about their business in this small group. So everybody around the table is really listening and understanding their business. Then they rotate through the table. At the end, when everyone has a chance to share, get up, go to another table with a whole new group of people to share their business. We do three rotations through the networking typically. And then at the end, they're encouraged to further the networking, you know, with seeing somebody even after the meeting.
Somebody they didn't sit with.
Someone they didn't sit with, just to network and learn more about their business. But it's a great way for them to build referrals. For their business.
Mike, I have a confession.
I
have flashed before multiple times.
He was really good.
He's a repeat offender.
I'm a repeat offender of flashing. It is, and to kind of dig a little deeper into what you said, that's a great explanation, of course. But what is great is when you go to a networking event, you kind of say, okay, I'm there for an hour, hour and a half. I hope I get four or five cards. Here's a way to walk out with 20 cards. And more than that, you've had at least very good surface conversations because you're listening to everyone around the table.
Exactly.
And I like how you said maybe pick out somebody you didn't meet. I normally there's like three or four that I go, these are the ones I really want to dig deeper. And so you try and connect with them. So there's time mm-hmm. at the end, right? And,
yeah.
and plus you guys do them at great locations.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And, you know, what a lot of people don't remember is you're not there as usual just to, you know, talk to the person across from you. You're hoping that, hey, you know what? I really like Pam and, you know, I think she's going to do a great job and Wendy too. So I really want to refer their company. That's the point of meeting these people and making a little bit more of an impression. Even though it's a minute and a half, because don't forget, people that come in, we've got our frequent flashers. we've got a flash name for everything. But a lot of people come in and they're very worried. You know, it's like when we came in today and you're trying to make us feel comfortable about, hey, you're going to be on the radio and you have preconceptions of what does that mean? Well, people come in to flash. You know, they might go to a meeting and they're not outgoing like Wendy. They don't know that they can go just up to talk to somebody. And sometimes you feel like they're just really not that interested in what you're saying. If you're sitting with five people, they have to look at you because nobody else in the room is talking but them. So I think it's real helpful that you get your message out. And the nervous person, by the time they get to the second table, man, you think they've been flashing all day. They're like, no problem. I'm Pam Blatchford. I mean, they just go on and on. So it's fun.
It's funny because Trey here is running the board said, this is kind of like speed dating.
It is.
Speed dating for your business.
So how often do you have these flash networking sessions and when would be the next one coming up?
We have tried to do them kind of monthly, and then we have done them with a lot of groups and organizations. So it's been real helpful because in a bigger group or an organization, you might know of certain members. I mean, we've worked with a couple trade companies where we've never met the people we've done business with in person. And so being able to go and meet and say, oh, you're Wendy Royal? I mean, my goodness, you guys did a bunch of specialty products for me. I've never even met you. That can further the relationship to say, I want to do more with you guys. Man, I loved meeting you guys. You guys are fun. You're full of energy and ideas. So our next event is Wednesday, June 25th, 11:30 to 1. We do throw in some lunch so that your flashing doesn't exhaust you. And we're at Johnny's Pizza, Sugarloaf Parkway is our next one. And if you go to flashnetworkingnow.com, all the information and everything you need is there.
Plus some really cool videos.
A really funny video. You've got to watch it. If you think this is crazy, you just have to watch the video. I can
only imagine.
Yeah, we did it on the fly. So.
All right, so you mentioned the site Flash Networking.
Now.com.
For folks that want to find out more about solutions marketing, give us all your contact information, all that information as well, how we can find out more about solutions marketing.
And that is solutionsmarketingllc.com. And our
community solutions
is our magazine. solutionsmarketingllc.com is our parent main website. From that, you can link on to the flashnetworkingnow.com. You can also link on to our publication website, communitysolutionsmag.com.
And tell us real quick about Community Solutions.
Community Solutions is a publication, it's a magazine format that's distributed throughout Gwinnett County. And we pick a lot of different vehicles to distribute that, to include mailing, community distribution throughout the community, and then our digital marketing. So that magazine is emailed to our clientele base. It's also distributed through people who have opted in to learn more about what's going on in the area, in the Gwinnett area.
Because we have a community calendar, and we like to help out a lot of nonprofits.
Okay, great. Pam Blatchford and Wendy Royal with Solutions Marketing, thanks for joining us this morning. We're actually going to talk to one of your clients now, so I don't think this is the last we've heard of these two young ladies.
You think?
Thank goodness. You think?
Yeah, unless we turn the microphone off. And even if we turn the microphone
Wait, what?
Exactly. All right. Thank you, ladies. Of course, you're more than welcome to talk a little bit about your client. Let me ask you some questions about Chris here. But Chris Maple comes to us from Champion Windows of Atlanta. And Chris, well, I guess you knew what you were getting into today because you've worked with these ladies. Talk about your experience with Solutions Marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. I know them well. I started, I believe, about 3 years ago with Wendy. She came in and cold called and Champion's a pretty big company, and we do a lot of advertising nationally, but we were kind of missing a local feel. And Wendy came in and talked to me about the magazine, and we started becoming pretty religiously involved in that. And we do a lot of fairs, festivals, shows, and my wife and I, Stacy, and I and my two kids seem to be the ones working those shows. So I think we were complaining about it one day to Wendy, and she said, you know what, I got an idea. And since then, she's put an entire team together with her, Pam. There's about 5-6 of them. They work religiously on all of our fairs and festivals. Obviously, they got a little bit of energy, and you'll find out through this talking to me, they have a lot more energy than me. So I'm glad to have them part of our team, and they do a great job.
Well, tell us about Champion Windows of Atlanta. Give us a broad overview of the company and the products that you offer.
Okay. Champion has been in business since 1953. We're what we call a true manufacturer. In home improvements, there's a lot of different ways to do business. I'll share what we do. We make them. We install them. We take care of it. We even ship them. We cover their warranty, and the warranty is a pretty big deal. In home improvements, as you know, dealing with the company is probably more important than the product itself. There's a lot of good companies out there. There's a lot of good products out there, but there's a lot of people that get taken advantage of. It's the number one Better Business Bureau complaint is dealing with home improvement companies, and I'm very, very proud to tell you that we are winners of the Better Business Bureau Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. We've got a 99.7% satisfaction rate because we have a very simple philosophy. We take care of our customers, and we know they'll take care of us.
Chris, you talked about kind of home improvement, and you talked about manufacturing the product. I'm going to ask potentially a dangerous question.
Okay.
How broad is the product line? Obviously, windows is the main thing. It's in mm-hmm. the name, but kind of I see on some of your literature, patios. I mean, mm-hmm. kind of give us the breadth of it.
Anything that you can think of on the exterior of the home, exterior only, we do. We are a true manufacturer of windows. Right now, we have one line. We are getting ready to release two other lines in the next August 1st, actually. We are a true manufacturer of our sunrooms. We are a founding member of the National Sunroom Association, so we've been building these rooms for a long time. Patio rooms, as you might know, are very tricky business, especially with some of the homes down here in the Atlanta area. I transferred down here from Ohio, and getting used to the size of homes is a little bit different than it is up north. But we've got great crews. All of them are factory trained. All of them are somebody that I would have no qualms putting them on anybody's home.
And when it comes to doing windows and when it comes to doing doors and then patios and stuff, I would imagine there's some standardization, but I would also imagine being a manufacturer, you guys can kind of, you said, take care of the customer. I'm sure sometimes it's going to be, hey, whatever you need. Is that kind of a slogan there?
Yeah. And, you know, being a true manufacturer, we get a very simple choice. I mean, obviously, we could beat everybody's price. But I got to ask you, if I did a bad job for you, how many people are you going to tell to stay away from us? So we don't have that luxury. We have to put our quality back into our product. We give it to you as cheap as we can. And the warranties themselves are the biggest things with our company. When it comes to windows, we are lifetime on glass breakage for any reason, rock out of a lawnmower, kid throws a ball through it, lifetime on seal failure, if you've ever seen windows fog up in between the panes, lifetime on screen repair. But most importantly, on all of our products, you're going to see an installation warranty. And because of the way that people typically do business, that installation warranty comes from the guy who installs it, and all the other warranties come from the guy who makes it. We just happen to be both, so you don't get a lot of people pointing the fingers at each other.
Chris Maple is our guest. He's with Champion Windows of Atlanta. He's a division manager. Is this a local company where it started, or is it national?
We actually started in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
When I started with the company back in 2000, we were the third largest company in the entire country. We did about, I want to say, roughly in the $80 million range. And we were in 22 different offices. We're over 75 locations nationally. In the next 3 years, we plan to be over 100 locations. And as we know, with the economy in the last couple of years, we were somebody who, with home improvement companies, a lot of them go in and out of business. Very proud to tell you we're still going very, very strong. And like I said, there's a lot of growth with this company. We hope to be in the next 5 years with over half a billion dollars worth in business.
Wow. What do you tell that say to that consumer out there that says, well, it's a window. A window is a window. I mean, if you get the right window, it can save you a lot of money as far as energy efficiency and that kind of thing. So talk to about the quality more of the windows that you produce.
I hear that a lot. And unfortunately, if you look just if we took windows and if I set 10 windows up along the line here, they're all going to look the same. My wife is also deals with Wendy and
I
Pam.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, me too.
She was not happy.
She is a chef. And the way I kind of look at it is, you know, she does some what they call food styling where she makes the stuff look good, but you wouldn't eat it. You know, so if you can picture a nice looking pie and without sugar, I mean, the quality of the product is everything when you're worried about the warranty. Unfortunately, people are just dealing with home improvement companies that do not cover the warranty. So it's a endless flow of repetitive business for us because people think they do the due diligence. They pick a company that they think is going to cover everything, and then they come out and see you, and they say, yeah, you got a problem. Here's a 1-800 number to the factory. And the factory's got three words in every warranty to get them out of every warranty if installed properly. And those two kind of blame each other, and the poor customer gets stuck in the middle. A large portion of our business is replacing replacement windows. Now, if you've done it once, you really don't want to do it again. And unfortunately, there's just so many people in this industry that get taken advantage of.
Well, Chris, you mentioned earlier, you know, the events and carnivals and affairs and things that you guys have worked in the past through the marketing company here, Solutions Marketing. You have an event coming up soon. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this Saturday we are giving away $10,000 worth of home improvement products.
And that's this Saturday, June 14th. For those that may not be listening live, if it's past June 14th, you already missed it. And he's going to tell you right now what you may have missed.
Well, we have a great time. It's an all-day affair. We have a big shrimp boil that starts around noon. The legend Coach Dooley will be out there signing autographs. We've got an antique car show. We've got a local girl from here that I saw at one of the festivals. Her name is Rachel Wiggins. She's going to be doing some live music out there. We've got a lot of bounce houses. It's a family affair, and we just want people to come out, bring their measurements if they're interested in doing any home improvement products at all. We have now had four winners. We've done a patio room and three homes full of windows for actual winners. So they will be there as well. So we're looking forward to it.
And this is at the Champion location. Why don't you give that location here?
Yeah, we're at 3700 DeKalb Technology Parkway. We are right inside Spaghetti Junction. It's exit 94. If you come inside Spaghetti Junction, if you're coming down 85, just look up north. You're going to see a couple big patio rooms up on top of a building, and that's us.
When he came down from Ohio, you said you never saw houses quite like this. You probably never saw highways quite like Spaghetti Junction either.
Yeah, the most thing traffic jam I saw was a couple combines, and got to get out of the way.
Go ahead and give us again contact information, website information for people can find out more about Champion Windows of Atlanta.
Okay. Our phone number is 770-817-1953. We have a factory showroom that's open 6 days a week at 3700 DeKalb Technology Parkway in Atlanta, 30340. And we'd love to see anybody and come on to our website at www.championwindow.com.
Chris, we appreciate you joining us and telling us about Champion Windows of Atlanta and also some of the work you've done with Solutions Marketing. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you guys for having me very much.
All right. And joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from Infinity of Gwinnett, it is Mr. Steve Kendrick. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me back.
Glad to always have you here. You're right down the road. A great company. Folks obviously are familiar with Infinity's, the car. But tell us about Infinity of Gwinnett. What makes you guys special? What makes you guys unique?
I can put it in one word, people, our people. If you came in 8 years ago and you came back today, you'd see the same people. And that is from sales staff to service advisors to technicians to management. And that's not the industry norm. I think the industry norm is going to that. But that's what we can say about it at Infinity of Gwinnett.
We did a little bait and switch on Steve today because we were planning to have a show talking about the auto industry, and some things happened, and we weren't able to get in touch with Steve in time to let him know. So he walks in going, what's going on here? So I do want to bring up a couple things about the car dealerships these days. The auto industry overall, Steve, is it healthy right now? We know about the economy, the housing market, and so forth. What was the auto industry ever affected with everything that we've been going through over the last several years?
It's still being affected by it.
Really?
Yes. What we're seeing today, more than anything, is not the result of an economy that's coming back or a robust economy. It's anything but that. What it is a pent-up demand of people that held off in buying or leasing a vehicle for many years due to the economy. And they got to a point to where they were just exhausted in putting more dollars into the same vehicle. And as you know, the culture of the United States is, you know, we like to do what the Joneses do. And so if somebody reached out in their community and got a new car, then they wanted to follow suit. So what we're seeing we're seeing a lot of older model trade-ins coming in, a lot of higher mileage vehicles than we've ever seen. So it's an indication of those people that need to get into a new vehicle rather than a want to.
So, Steve, in this change in the auto industry of people kind of keeping their cars longer, what do you guys do at Infinity of Gwinnett, and what do you see some of your worthy competitors doing to kind of go with the flow, kind of respond to what the market is showing you?
I think that if you're not attuned to what the customer needs at this particular time, then you're not responding to the market. The customer today is way more, they have so much more knowledge than they did, say, 10 years ago from the standpoint of the internet. And many, I think a lot of my competitors, don't embrace the internet. We embrace the internet totally. We know that most every customer is going to, let me step back. 10 years ago, the average customer went into 5 point so many dealerships. I don't know how they come up with the 5 point, but let's just go with the 5 dealerships. They went into 5 different dealerships and they compared. Okay. Today, that same customer goes on to 12 different sites, whether they be third party or whether they be the manufacturer or the dealership site, to be informed about their decision before they ever not walk into the dealership but contact the dealership. So the customer knows what they need right off the bat, and we have to be intuitive enough to know that when the customer comes in after we have converse with them, maybe not on the phone, but through the internet, set up an appointment. We better be sharp enough to know what they need right when they come in the door, because our public also tells us is that more than anything, time is what they're looking at.
So it obviously, you guys at Infinity of Gwinnett, you're trying to embrace the internet by having them go to the site, having them get a lot more information from you guys on the site. So I wonder also, because one of the things about I would make this statement with no research to back it up, but there's so much more knowledge on the internet about so many things. But the danger of that for the individual consumer is they think they know everything, but what they really need is some advice, what they really need. And that kind of goes back to windows that can go in my industry with finances. So they've got all this stuff available, and sometimes it just clouds everything, and they really need a trusted advisor to say, this is what you found. Now let me help you go through all this information and really make the best decision. So do you find when they get on the site, when they get on site with you guys, you guys are more like counselors. Let me help you sift through all this stuff and help you make the best decision possible.
Brandon, I think you bring up a good point, and that's the reason why I go back to people. If you have the same people at the dealership or the same employees, and they have been with you 8-plus years or 10-plus years, then they have repeat business. But it's the new customer that's coming in that doesn't know that they've been there. So they have to be able to rely on that particular product specialist. We can call themselves salespeople. They can call them sales reps. But really, our sales professionals are product specialists. And when that customer comes in and they've identified a certain vehicle that they want to see on the internet, then we have to supply them with any type of information that they might want from not a non-sterile environment, which is the internet, to a reality environment, which is at the car dealership.
We're talking with Steve Kendrick with Infinity of Gwinnett about the automobile industry these days. And you mentioned earlier how people are keeping their cars longer. So you see those places like AutoZone and so forth that have really just blossomed over the last several years as people put more money into the cars to try to keep them longer. But we've also seen that the big box type stores, the AutoNations, the CarMaxes, how have they affected the dealerships in the Atlanta area and all over the country? How have they affected the marketplace?
They have made us better dealers.
How so?
When you have a big box or a large platform type dealership makeup, which could be anywhere from the stock companies such as the Asbury's or the Group Ones or AutoNations or whatever, they're obligated to their stock owners. And so the money that is put into those companies, they have to produce results. And they have the wherewithal to be on the cutting edge of just about everything that a dealership can offer. And by doing that, it makes the non-platform dealerships or the non-stock company dealerships, it makes us where we have to be at the top of our game all of the time. And so some people might view it as from within our industry as those are the giants and they're going to wipe us out or they're going to have an advantage on us. I don't think so. I think that we have a competitive advantage on them because we're now sharper than we've ever been.
Steve, I think when some people think about the auto industry and think about car dealerships, the first and most obvious thing they think of is buying a car, whether it's a new or a used car. Talk about some of the other services, and yes, I am speaking mainly of the service department, but maybe some of the other ancillary services that other people might not think about first off when it comes to working with a company like Infinity of Gwinnett.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind would be our online e-part store. You can actually go on to our Infinity website with the click of a button, go on to our e-part store. And if there is something in our parts department for Father's Day, mm-hmm. Okay, we have Father's Day specials listed right now. And if somebody wants an Infinity pin or Infinity cufflinks or Infinity whatever. Those are going to be some of the things that are going to be on there that the customer might not even know about, that we have stock in the dealership and they can buy that for their father. At the same token, a lot of people don't know that when they come into the service departments that we have a full line of detail services, where you might not even be a customer of our dealership, but you have a particular vehicle, and let's say that you want to sell that vehicle yourself, but you don't know how to detail a car to the point that it is, lot ready for someone to come in and buy from an automobile dealership. We have a list of services that we can do to bring that car up to that level.
Top of their game, Mike.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's why we have Steve on. We learn so much. And you know, Steve, you've been in the business a long time. I consider you obviously an expert in the field. That's why I always invite you back. And, you know, last time I asked you about, you know, what's the latest, greatest Infiniti, and you mentioned a couple models. What's the hot one right now? What's the one that people are looking at and saying, I want to look at one of those?
The Q50 is the I shouldn't say the replacement vehicle, because we still have the G37. And the Q50 is going to be the long-term replacement for that vehicle. It is one of our best sellers. As long as we have the G37 in the lineup, it's always going to be one of our best sellers.
What makes the Q50 so special? What does it give? Give us some, maybe some bells and whistles. Some of the things that
styling is completely different.
Okay,
from its predecessor. Technology, the amenities on the inside of the vehicle, fit and finish. It's a step above, a cut above. And then we go into our new QX60, which is what used to be. And I say this because Infiniti is going through a nomenclature change, where all of our cars are going to be Q whatever, and then all of the SUVs are going to be QX whatever. But the QX60 is by and large our most popular SUV. It has the surround view system, so that if you're sitting in the car, you can see all points of the car 360 degrees. It has the preventative backup, where the car automatically stops in case something or an object comes to the rear of the car, and not only to the rear of the car, but to the curvature of the back of the rear of the car. And you've seen many ads on TV where we're the first in the technology of that area. And then our QX80, which is our big SUV, which dollar for dollar, size for size, cubic inch for cubic inch, without a doubt, is the best SUV in the market today.
Mike, that description was so good, I don't have to go to 12 websites. I think I'm down to like 7 or 6 now. So
just one.
Just one. There we go. See how I set that up? Well done.
As we wrap things up, Steve, what's across the horizon? What's coming up next? You know, we've heard about, first it was SUVs, then you see the little small compact cars and the hybrids. If you could look in the, you kind of have a little insider knowledge. What's next that might blow us away, or wow, that's really cool? What's coming across the horizon?
Two vehicles as far as the Infiniti lineup goes.
Infiniti or cars in general?
Cars in general. I'll tell you one thing that's not going to happen, and that is Google's attempt at putting in a driverless vehicle.
Ever or just?
No, that's not going to happen. Okay. Not in our lifetime.
Okay.
It might happen in the Jetsons' lifetime.
Right.
But it's not going to happen in ours. And for those of you that are not old enough to know about the Jetsons, just Google it and then you
can. It was in the
out.
60s.
Yeah. Did I just date myself? But coming up on the horizon for Infiniti would be our new Q30 vehicle, which is going to be a smaller sedan and eventually a coupe that is high in value as far as what of what it can offer today from technology standpoint, but being priced for, let's say, the younger up and coming set of age group, which might be 22 to 28, and then the same version in a QX model, which would be our smaller SUV or crossover vehicle that I have seen the pictures of, and it's really like the Jetsons area. So, we got a lot of good things coming up.
That's great. For our listeners out there, please tell us where your dealership is located, your website. Give us all that great information.
3090 Satellite Boulevard, directly across from the NCR building. We've been there for 19 years. And right
since we last saw you, I mean, it's been remodeled. It looks great.
Thank you. We went through 7 months of remodeling, and come by and see us. It's quite unique on the inside also.
Steve has blisters on his hands from swinging that hammer for a while.
What I have is a lot of headaches from
hearing
the showroom being destroyed and then put back together. But and then our website is infinityofgwinnett.com. Very easy. So we enjoy anybody to come by or view the website and come by and test drive a car.
Steve Kendrick with Infinity of Gwinnett. Thanks so much for telling us all about Infinity of Gwinnett and talking a little bit about the automobile market as well.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me back.
All right, Steve. Steve Kendrick with Infinity of Gwinnett. Also, our thanks to Chris Maple with Champion Windows of Atlanta. Now, we've had Wendy and Pam here with the Solutions Marketing kind of passing notes around like little schoolgirls. You have some more information you actually want to share before we go off the air.
Well, I first must say that Pam and I have probably sat quiet for the longest ever. The exciting announcement that we have, we would like to invite all of your listeners to experience our flash networking on June 25th from 11:30 to 1, and they can attend for free by entering code BRX when they go to our website. Again, our website is flashnetworkingnow.com. And they need to register by 6:20.
And who said there isn't a free lunch?
That's right.
That's right. And I just want to say thank you for having us. It was nice being guests with the other guests today. And we just wanted to make sure, because we do help Champion out. So Saturday, June 14th, come down to the Champion showroom. We've got balloons. We've got clowns. We've got food. We've got drinks. We've got the pace car from the Atlanta Speedway. We've got stuff for the adults to do. We've got the showroom to walk through. There are plenty of people to help you look around. And we've got entertainment. And all of that is also free. So bring everybody down. Yeah.
And a $10,000 giveaway.
Well, I was getting to that.
Oh,
that,
sorry.
Jeepers. 12 to 3.
It just takes her a little longer to get to
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I've been told that, but, you know, the silver tongue is still worth a lot around here. So listen to me now. 12 to 3, and 3 o'clock is the big winner. $10,000 towards a home improvement, and you could be one of 75, you could be one of 300, but those odds are better than the lottery. So come on down.
All right, great information. Thanks again, Pam and Wendy, with Solutions and Marketing and Flash Networking as well. That's our program for now. And a quick reminder, you can listen to Gwinnett Business Radio anytime by going to gwinnettbusinessradio.businessradiox.com. All of our shows are going to be there 24/7, including this one, so you can listen anytime you want to. And follow us on Facebook, and also be sure to follow us on Twitter. Twitter. I don't know why it came out that way. I have no idea. For Steve and Julian.
Mike, going to go park the car, get some lobster and coffee, and go Sox!
Enjoy your time at Fenway Park. We'll see you when you get back. For Steven and Trey, Brandon, and everybody here at the studio, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.